This file is for anyone interested in experiencing deep trance. So it is important that you really want to experience a deep trance. Because if you want to prove this file does not work for you, then you are wasting your time, not mine. So, before we work on a deep trance, I would like you to understand some things. This is not a quick 5-minute experience, promising something unrealistic. This is an in-depth review of trance, deep trance, the different ways to achieve it, and the possible misconceptions or misaligned expectations keeping you from getting there. And it is also my personal approach to and perception of hypnosis and trance, based on my personal experience being a subject and being a hypnotist, and the mix of elements that over time I found working for me, both as a subject and a hypnotist. So it is perfectly normal that you find some things to be different. And if you are kind enough to let me know what is different for you, I will owe you one, because you then allowed me to learn from your experience. There is a good chance you may feel my approach in this file is too slow or even boring, and I can understand that. But I am certain that when you take the time and are kind enough to listen carefully at least once, you will learn things that will allow you to get to a deep trance. Be it with this file after a couple of listens, or any of my other files, or even any other file you like. Now, when you ask me the question, what is deep trance? How does it feel? It is clear you are asking this from your own perspective and expectations. So before I guide you along a wonderful path to a deeper understanding, allow me first to get you a bit more relaxed. And I am not talking about a drowsy, sleepy kind of state. No, I am talking about a relaxed state, allowing you to focus and be very attentive. Of course, there will be other things on your mind initially. And of course, you will be aware of your surroundings. That is perfectly normal. So, for now, I want you to do two things. First, I want you to focus on your breathing in a way you probably have not done before. Since breathing is a very natural thing to us. We pay no real attention to it. Maybe we get out of breath after a good run or some intensive exercise or some mind-blowing sex. And then you are more aware of your breathing. But normally, we just do it. So for the time being, pay close attention to how you breathe, like you normally would not do. And when you do that, and experience the flow of air, the raising and lowering of your upper body, this focus on your breathing also brings a sense of calm over you. And you will notice that your breathing slows down because of the attention you pay to it. And as a result, your body slows down. And that is a very natural thing to happen. It's a basic starting point for most meditation and other awareness programs like yoga or tai chi. All start with your breathing. So there is nothing spectacular or special about the fact that you slow down when you pay such close attention to it. So that's number one, an increased awareness about your breathing while you listen to me. And that's actually number two. Just listen to me. Listen to me with an open mind. But you asked me a question. What is deep trance? How does it feel? It's nice you're still listening, although I have not answered that question yet. I really appreciate you are willing to take the time and take it one step at a time to get to that answer. As I said before, it will take a bit longer than 5 minutes. So, before I actually answer that question, let's talk about being awake, trance, and sleep, and their relationship to the conscious and subconscious mind. I know, I'm going off topic again. I'll come back, trust me. If you are thinking right now, yeah, right, there is no such thing as hypnosis or a subconscious mind, then, surprise, you're wasting your time. But I guess I mentioned that before. Otherwise, just pay attention to your breathing and my words. It's that simple. The way I look at it is like this. There is the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Both are important and needed. And regarding the three states, being awake, in trance, and asleep, my take on it is rather simple. When you are awake, your conscious mind gets most of the direct inputs. Images, sounds, smell, touch. When you are in deep trance, your subconscious gets most of the direct inputs, like images, sounds, smell, and touch. And when you sleep, both conscious and subconscious get a very limited amount of direct inputs. To me, it is that simple. Being awake, the conscious mind is most aware. In trance, the subconscious mind is most aware. And during sleep, both are mostly unaware. Don't forget, pay attention to how you breathe and my words. So, there's actually a couple of really important things that follow from this simple equation. When in deep trance, your conscious is just paying less attention to the things happening. So I personally believe that trying to instill amnesia during a hypnotic session with the purpose of having the subject forget all about what happened in trance is a waste of time. If the trance is deep enough, the conscious mind has retracted to the background, to the point where there is nothing to forget, because it just does not care anymore. It's unaware. This is different from having someone forget their name or a word or anything else, like you see in those hypnosis shows. That is the result from the subject being open to and accept a suggestion while in deep trance. Now, it is important to realize that, different from sleep, both conscious and subconscious mind are always aware while awake or while in deep trance. But depending on the state, one or the other is just paying more attention. Unless there is an urgent need to shift the awareness. Let me give you two examples. When you are holding a nice hot cup of chocolate during winter time, your conscious mind can enjoy the wonderful feelings related to that experience, and your subconscious is rather distant about it. But when somehow the cup is too hot, your subconscious mind will react faster than your conscious mind ever could, making you retract your hand from the cup when you try to take it. So your subconscious is aware of what is happening, very aware actually. And the same thing goes the other way around. When in deep trance and your conscious mind becomes aware of something requiring more than an instinctive reaction, like paying attention to the fact the house is burning down, that's just an example, okay, then it will react to it by grabbing the awareness to handle the situation. Ask yourself the question, what happens when you are in deep trance and the hypnotist just walks away and leaves you alone? Well, one of two things will happen. Or your conscious becomes gradually more and more aware, and you just gradually slip out of trance. Or your subconscious gets bored, missing any input, and just decides, what the heck, time to just completely become unaware, and you fall asleep. So, allow me to get back to answering the original question while you focus on your breathing and my words. What is deep trance? It's a shift of awareness from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind, to the point the conscious mind is so far in the background, it no longer registers any inputs. And since it's not a black and white thing, the level of trance relates to the amount of awareness that has shifted one way or the other. So, how does it feel, deep trance? To many people, it feels a lot like sleep. Time passing without realizing it. No exact point you can identify when you fell asleep or when you went into deep trance. No awareness of the surroundings. But now you know, it is nothing like sleep. Of course, that does not help you with the next important question. Tell me, how do I get there? Well, it's nice you made it this far in the file. And there's many ways to get to deep trance. The statistics are easy. 5% of people trance when you just look at them with a funny face and say, sleep now. If you're one of them, then there is no need to listen, except because you think it's cool. 5% of people are extremely hard to trance to the point it is just not fun trying. If you're one of those, you already know it's no fun trying. But most likely, if statistics are worth anything, you fall in the 90%. And although you may think you're part of the 5% of hardasses, it just means you have not found what works for you. That's all. One very important thing to realize is that when trancing with audio files like this one, there is no feedback to the hypnotist and for the hypnotist to work with. So we have to make assumptions. It may be things are going too fast or too slow, or a certain image or a word, an idea or concept does not work well for you. And that's okay. Just don't take things too literally. A simple example is this. When you hear the hypnotist suggest something like, and you go 10 times deeper now, it makes a lot of sense for you to think, wait a minute, how do I know what 10 times deeper is? And what if I don't feel like 10 times deeper? Did I do something wrong? Of course, you did nothing wrong. And it does not matter whether you drop 10 times deeper or not at all. A good hypnotist will allow you your own pace at all times. If you chose to listen to a file with an open mind, allowing the hypnotist to guide you, then that is exactly what will happen. And if you chose to listen without the intention to go into trance and resist it, then the file should be as enjoyable. One more example. Imagine what you're supposed to feel when told in the same dramatic voice as before. And you can feel your hands being tied down with leather straps. Again, there's nothing wrong with you thinking, dude, I'm not an idiot. There are no leather straps. And you're right. You are not an idiot. A suggestion like that is more geared towards allowing, imagining how it feels like. allowing your subconscious to create the perception and imagery and feeling of that suggestion. Assuming you elected to listen to a file that incorporates elements like bondage or anything else to be experienced, the suggestions are pointers towards your subconscious to create a reality from your imagination. The exact way your subconscious fills in the details are irrelevant, and they're based on your experience. A better way to go about it would be, and sense now how your hands are tied down with only limited room for movement. This way, your subconscious has a lot more freedom to paint a realistic picture for you. But let's get back to the question at hand. Tell me, how do I get there? Well, there's many ways. Take a 5-minute look on YouTube or any hypnosis related site, and you will find inductions using many techniques. Relaxation, shock, confusion, Ericksonian, instant, focused. I will touch on two approaches that work well with an audio file like this, based on my personal experience. Depending on your personality, one will probably work better than the other. Just give both of them a fair shot. First of all, there's the classic relaxation induction, and second, there is a more aggressive shock induction. Both sit on totally opposite sides of the approach to trancing. Of course, when you are part of the 5% that trances on command, it's as simple as deep trance. Otherwise, one will probably work better than the other depending on your expectations, background, mindset, current state of mind. Regardless of what is used, keep in mind that the most important thing is you can feel good with managed expectations, and that it most likely will be a gradual process. And if you continue paying attention, and if you continued paying attention to your breathing this whole time while we discussed deep trance, there's a good chance you feel pretty nice right now. Maybe a bit slow, body and mind a bit heavy. Regardless of your current state, just continue to pay close attention. Even more so if you already were doing that. And even if you have your eyes already closed, that's perfectly normal. But I'd like you to open your eyes now every time you inhale, and close your eyes every time you exhale. This is not the time to worry about going into trance or not going into trance. Actually, as I mentioned before, there's never a need to worry about going into trance. Just allow yourself to enjoy slowing down, and things will flow as they have to flow. Opening your eyes when you inhale and closing your eyes when you exhale. It is all about feeling good. Taking some time, like you're doing now, to step outside the daily stress. It's a smart thing to do. Just allow yourself, every time you exhale and close your eyes, to slow down. Gradually slow Now, and I don't know if it's the case for you, but I have to admit, trance makes me feel real good, with some little, maybe quite a bit of erotic undertone. So if that's the case with you, that's okay. There's nothing to worry about. Hey, there's nothing wrong with feeling good and safe, with or without an erotic feeling or a nice glow. And however you're feeling good feels, embrace it, allow it, because there is nothing wrong with a cat on green walking car in the house. Deep trance. Close your eyes now, slowing down. If you feel confused now, that's okay. Just let the confusion relax you a bit more. And you close your eyes for me now, can you? And focus a second on the small muscles around your eyes. Notice how there's a lot of tension built up in those little tiny muscles around your eyes, almost unnoticed. And allow the sides of your eyes to droop now, relaxing those small little muscles. It is always amazing to me to realize that relaxing such a small portion of your face, so often ignored as a place of tension, can be so relaxing. It has an effect on your skull, allowing the skin there to loosen and release all tension in your forehead. Your cheek drop a little bit, as does your jaw. And maybe you can feel your mouth loosen and open up just that little bit. Amazing, isn't it? How such a small portion of your face, when untensing it, can be the starting point of so much relaxation. So, after this next step, let's take one more. Something very simple again. Counting down. That's something we all can do. So let's start counting down together from 100 down to 1. And now to start, just repeat after me. 100, allowing your body and your mind to slow further down with every decreasing number. Count with me aloud. 99, allowing the numbers to fade away and become irrelevant with every decreasing number. Numbers getting smaller and smaller in your mind. Numbers gradually disappearing. 98. And I'm sure you can continue on your own now. I don't really need to help you counting down. Just move over to the next number, the next lower, smaller, and even less important number whenever you feel like it. And when you like to skip a number, that's okay. Or when you just want to let go of the numbers, allowing your body and your mind to just come to a standstill, that's okay too. Just allow this slowness to become part of you. A safe and gentle slowness that makes you feel so wonderful. Every number you count down, the numbers become smaller and less important. And the smaller and less important they become, the better it feels to let go. Safe trance of total relaxation and open-minded guidance. You can let go of the numbers now, drifting deeper and deeper. And every time you hear me say deep trance, you can return safely to this deep, relaxing, and wonderful place. Deep trance takes you back whenever you want to return to this fantastic place of deep relaxation and open-minded guidance. Now, picture a good-sized mirror now. It can be one that only shows your face or a full-length mirror. Any type of mirror you can look into while you are here in this safe, comfortable, relaxing place. And I would like you to look into that mirror now. Look closely at the reflection in the mirror, and I want you to realize something very important. The reflection you see in the mirror is your inner self, your subconscious, here in trance, guarding you. And your inner self, your subconscious, is always very focused and present during trance. Actually, your subconscious has most, if not all, of the focus during trance, keeping you safe. And although your conscious mind may be absent during trance, your subconscious makes sure you can come back to all memories of trance whenever you think it is required. Because all memories of trance are stored safely with your inner self in the mirror. All memories of trance are kept inside the mirror, with your subconscious at all times ready to come back to anytime you want to or feel the need to. And the nice thing is that since you know you can always come back here to this deep, relaxing state of wonderful trance. This deep trance. Since you know you can return, you can leave all memories of trance here with your inner self in the mirror, safely stored, secure, and available at any time. Deep trance. Now go deeper still, drifting down, and let this concept of safely leaving all memories with your inner self in the mirror sink in deeper and deeper down. And you realize now that you can store all your memories of trance safely in the mirror, with your subconscious ready to come back to them. And this realization allows you to go so much deeper. Deeper every time you trance, feeling so wonderful, knowing you can trance deeply and open to my suggestions at all times. And now you know this, you can imagine a good-sized fire, a campfire or a fire pit burning brightly with a comforting warmth spreading from it. The warmth wrapping around you. You can see it burning brightly. You can hear the wood crackling and the occasional spark flying from it. You can smell the fire and feel the comforting warmth spreading from it. And while you watch that fire burn, slowly the warmth from the fire wraps around you. You can see the fire grow smaller with every second passing. And the smaller the fire grows, the more the warmth is wrapping around you. comfortable, into a safe, warm, secure place. Deep trance. Deeper every time you hear those words. Relaxing safely, a darkness around you growing with the fire growing smaller. A darkness around you growing while you slow down. And you can start now emptying your mind. My words can fill your thoughts. Now the fire is growing smaller. Your thoughts reducing to my words. Awaiting. Anticipating. Words taking you deeper and deeper into a safe, relaxing place. The fire now, just a small, single flame. All the warmth around you now. My words are your thoughts, and you can let go of the world. The world around you, unimportant at this time. Because you can feel so good and safe and nice, relaxing deeper and deeper down. The fire gone. Now darkness complete. Your mind slowed down to a point where you just let go of any thoughts but my words. Awaiting my words, anticipating. You know you can let my words take you to a state of utter relaxation, a place where time comes to a standstill. And anytime you want to return to this wonderful state, just listen again to this file. Or any file that allows you to deep trance. Because whenever you need some time to recharge or some time on your own to let go of the world for a while and relax, you know that my words, deep trance, can take you there safely and quickly, back to this place where all memories of trance are stored deeply and safely inside the mirror, ready to come back to at any time. And you will return from this wonderful place feeling fantastic and wonderful. I will give you a brief minute now to enjoy this quiet, peaceful place before we return back to the real world, ready for whatever is next. Deep trance. Drop deeper now, so much more deeper and deeper and deeper. Now store all those memories of this trance safely inside the mirror. And when I count up to three, you will return back to the real world on the count of three. And you will have stored all the memories of trance deeply and safely in the mirror, ready for your subconscious to come back to at any time. You will feel absolutely fantastic. You will feel so full of energy. You will feel like you had a wonderful, deep, relaxing, recharging sleep, and you will be ready for anything that's next. Coming back to the real world on the count of three. One, storing all the new knowledge deep inside the mirror, ready to come back to whenever you feel like need to, and so very safely secure. Two, and three, back again, wide awake, feeling fantastic, feeling wonderful and ready, and able to enjoy this file again whenever you'd like to.